A very good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on November 2019, and this is Live Talk. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about corruption following the arrest of former Energy Minister Joram Gumbo by the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission for allegations of corruption and other charges.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday.
On the internet, you can reach us at www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, you can visit us at www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com.
Thanks again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. Tonight we are talking about corruption following the arrest of former Energy Minister Joram Gumbo, who is accused of corruption and criminal abuse of office involving millions of dollars.
Gumbo becomes the third high-profile official to be arrested for corruption after former tourism minister Prisca Mufumira, who was accused of graft involving about US $97 million. She denies the charges.
Another former top government official, Ignatius Chombo, languished in remand prison for a couple of weeks after he was nabbed for corruption, but that case later crumbled.
And Gumbo is accused of a raft of crimes involving his involvement in the acquisition of two commercial planes and the alleged abuse of power by converting a house into an office for the airline using almost $1 million.
The ruling ZANU-PF's youth wing has come out alleging that several top party officials are guilty of misappropriating millions of dollars in a country where poverty reigns supreme.
And the government, however, is being accused of playing a catch-and-release game, pretending to arrest the officials as a PR stunt and then releasing them.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this corruption. Is the government sincere about rooting it out completely, or it's playing a catch-and-release game?
So please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages. So VOA, go to VOA Studio 7, go to VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele. And join in the conversation right now. Let us know what your thoughts are. Chris.
Let's talk. If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll definitely call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And remember, you can also get us on WhatsApp, and our WhatsApp number is +1-202-465-0318. And remember, we are also streaming our shows on Facebook right now on our three platforms. That's VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Yebo Zulukandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwenkohlakalo, i-corruption, kulandela ke ukubotshwa kowayengumphathintambo umnumzana Joram Gumbo, othiwa yena wachaphaza imali eningi kakhulu ngemva kokuthenga indizamtshina ezimbili ezazithiwa zithengelwa uhulumende, kodwa kungazanga kucace ukuthi kuhambe njani. Lamanye amacala amaninginingi, kuthiwa kulelinye njalo icala lokubana wasebenzisa imali edlula yona $1 million ukuthi kulungisiswe amahofisi okwakuyindlu yesihlobo sakhe. Yes, xoxa ngalolu daba lendaba ezijiyeneyo ezenkohlakalo, i-corruption. Abantu abaningi abathi nxa ingaphela iphele i-corruption le, hayi kungaba ngcono elizweni, ngoba imali amamiliyoni la akhulunywayo ukuthi yiwo achaphazwayo angasetshenziswa kuhle aphathise uZulu ophakathi kokudubeka. Marvelous.
Aiwa kunao vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yehuori huri kuitika munyika kuti ndiwo here huri kukonzera kuti upfumi hwenyika hurambe huchienda kumawere. Taona nhasi vajora mugumbo avo vanoshanda muhurumende vari kuhofisi yemutungamiri wenyika vachiwanikwa ivo vachisungwa nesangano rezak vachipomerwa ivo mhosva yehuori. Vari kunzi ivo vakashandisa mari yakawanda chaizvo panguva iyo vakatenga ndegedziya dzeair Zimbabwe, zita raimbonzi Air Zimbabwe munguva yapfuura. Uyezve vari kunzi ivo vakatora mari vakawanikwa vachivaka imba kana kuti vachigadzirisa imba yehama yavo kuti izoshandiswa semahofisi zvanga zvisiri pamutemo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa izvozvo tichiona kuti imi munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Uye taona Studio 7 nhasi yawanikwa iyo ichitaura nesangano irori rezak kuti tinzwe kuti chii chaizvo chiri kuitika panyaya pekusungwa kwavajora mugumbo. Regai tinzwe kuti let's listen to what Zak had to say about the arrest of former minister Joram Gumbo.
Vasungwa zvavo asi vachitorwa mawondend caution statement vozoendewa nawo kukoti. Vari kupomerwa mhosva yeabuse of office kunyaya dziri connection nekuezimbabwe pavaive minister wetransport. Izvozvo vari pano paZaki. Vanotarisirwa kuenda kudare mangwana makuseni. Aiwa, hativaisi mumaoko emapurisa, vanotori mumaoko meZaki kusvika taenda kudare. Tozonovaisa mumaoko memaprosecuta. Kana tichida kuti varare kupolice station, tinotsvaga police station yatinotaura nayo kuti vararewo vari papolice station iyoyo. Asi vanenge vangori mumaoko eZaki. Aiwa, Zaki pari zvino tinongoda kungoti mitemo yedu ikasire chete yaenda kumapariamendi ipasi. Kuitira kuti basa rezaki riite nyore. Mitemo yedu yakasanganisira neyekuprotektwa kwemawitness yedu nemawhistleblowers. Hatina mitemo iyoyo muno. Saka unoona kuti vamwe vazhinji vasina hana dzakanyatsokusimba vanobva vati aiwa imbomirai kumbofambisa nyaya dzedu kusvikira mutemo iyoyo wauya, nekuti isusu totya victimization. Sandosaka muchizoona dzimwe nyaya takainvestigate asi takadzisendeka parutivi takamirira mutemo iwoyo nekuramba tichitaura nemawitness edu kuti handizve bicherudai pasati paane mutemo iwoyo ngatiendei koti. Saka ndiwo mutemo watiri kungochema nawo kuti dai wakasira kuongororwa nezvawo paswe tikwanise kufambira mberi nenyaya dzedu. Pari zvino ndinoti kwaane great improvement yekumhangarwa kwenyaya dzeuori. Vanhu vari kuuya chose kuzomhangara nyaya dzeuori.
Mai Mpfumira wakamirira zvawo kutongwa. Dzimwe dzese dziri kungoinvestigatewa inenge yangopera inobva yangodaidzwa munhu wosungwa kana kuti yoitwa zvakafanira zvinoenderana neumbo unenge wabuda ipapo. Zvinozoitika kudare yaimwewo section kune inonzi National Prosecuting Authority. Saka isusu tikasunga munhu tinobva taendesa paira redu doketi ratoti doketi kuNational Prosecuting Authority. Ikoko ndivo vanozotarisirwa kuti vachitipedzisire vachiprosecuta munhu. Isusu tinongogumira chete pakuinvestigata. Taona kuti isu tinovimba kuti nyaya iripo totora doketi redu toisa kune National Prosecuting Authority.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna amai Lois Matanda vesangano kana kuti bato rezak vanga vari kutaura ivo naJonga Kandemiri wepano paStudio 7 vachitaura kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yavajora mugumbo. Vataura zvakare pamusoro pezviri kuitika panyaya yevaimbova minister wetourism amai Prisca Mpfumira. Uyezve vachitsanangura ivo kuti ichokwadi kuti pane vanhu vari kuunza nyaya, asi nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa inyaya yekuti mimwe mitemo haisati yagadziriswa kuti iwanikwe iyo ichizodzivirira avo vanenge vachida kuita mawitness, ndo zvavanga vari kuedza kuexplaina. Saka pindai muchirongwa tionesane kuti imi munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Kusungwa kwevanhu ava vari kupomerwa mhosva yehuori kungawanikwe here kuchizomutsiridza upfumi hwenyika waenda kumawere, Chris?
Yes, Mavelas, we have our first guest, and that's Mr. Thandeko Zinti Mkandla. Very good evening, sir. I think we have some technical issues there, but we are expecting a number of guests here, and one of them is Mr. Thandeko Zinti Mkandla. He is an analyst is also an MDC sympathizer. Mr. Mkandla, I understand you are back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Mkandla, we are talking corruption tonight, and as you might have heard by now, that former energy minister, Mr. Joram Gumbo, was today arrested by ZAC, and as we speak, he is in the cells. What can you say about this issue of corruption? We've seen, of course, some other top government officials also being arrested, but the outcome has not satisfied many. What's your take?
Yes, that is very, very, very true. It's easier said than done. Talk is cheap. This thing of saying so-and-so has been arrested and what, I think it's just going to town over nothing. What is important is not the arresting of the person, the interrogation of the person. We'd like to see real sentences being passed on to these people, because once they are arrested by ZAC or whosoever, they must appear in a court of law and the judgment must be passed. No one has, according to my knowledge, I may be wrong, no big fish, if one may call them that, has ever been convicted of this scourge of corruption. Yet it is clear to everyone that this country is on its belly because of, amongst the other things, of this corruption of the top brass in government and in the ZANU-PF party. I am sure this is the one, that something that can be called like a arrest and release. He'll be released based on bail, or the story will change down the road. I think it's just a diversion. Thorough investigations on their own are not enough. It must go to a full trial, and then we see somebody being convicted. Remember when this government came into power in 2017, or even before the elections, they were talking about Operation Restore Legacy, and they were saying they were targeting criminals around the then president. Mm-hmm. And we have not seen anyone who was around that president being arrested. It's mm-hmm. all hit and miss, trial and error. This is just a mirrors and smoke thing. I don't believe that anything will come out of this. But what remains is that corruption is rampant in this country, and the government is not making the issue any easier by just shouting that so-and-so has been arrested and no conviction. Hence, this corruption scourge will continue unabated.
Mr. Mkandla, you can't say nothing is being done, because we saw ZAC being constituted, later on given legal teeth, so to speak. And we haven't seen that kind of thing before. And also the fact that we have seen some top government officials being arrested, being thrown into the cells. Isn't it a first move?
Well, you said ZAC has been given teeth. It depends on the kind of teeth that you're talking about. They may be blunt teeth. Being reconstituted does not necessarily give impetus to this commission. Being thrown in the cells for 2-3 nights and being released with a change of story, like in the Priscom Fumira case, the Ignatius Chomba case, the Sebe Kasukwere issue, it doesn't change anything. As I said, yes, on the surface, it may appear as if that is, in my opinion, something is being done. But to me, that is just a smoke screen of greater things. We want to see them sentenced or be asked to give back to the state what they took. What happened to the people who said they had externalized the funds some years ago? Where are they? Did they bring back the money? Mm-hmm. The ZANU-PF youth, at least of those people that they claim to be corrupt, where are those people? If the youth in ZANU-PF can say about their seniors, they are corrupt, we believe they know what they're talking about. Where are they? Where are those people? Putting somebody in the cell for 2-3 nights, it can be just a ploy. Nobody's going to die in the cell. in 2-3 days. What we want to see, we want to see real action. Zak may try, but it should be Zak and the court and the law that must be seen to be producing tangible results, not some perception of being corrupt. We want to see the real thing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mkandla. Please do stay on the line. I understand you are busy. You are going to be leaving us shortly, but please do stay on the line. We'll be back to you.
Aiwa kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kutarisa nhasi nyaya yehuori huri kuitika munyika kuti ndiwo here huri kuita kuti upfumi hwenyika hurambe huchienda kumawere. Tombochingamidza vari pano pari zvino tina Masi Musarire ari kuti zviri kunzi vakuru ndivo vakaisa signature padhiri racho. Regaitiwe kuti zvinosvika kupi. Koni camps hanzi dai at least vango recover mari dzacho dzinenge dzabiwa from those corrupt officials. Saka ari kuti kusunga vanhu kunenge kwakanaka zvako asi mari yacho ngaidzuke. Mr. Malema's voice, bring back the money, our person here is saying. Masi Musarire hanzi tagwirei nava obeti. Tiri kuvada ku police station futi. Top fan yedu Simon Banda ari kuti mangwana before 12 noon. Masi ari kuti zvamutsana mutsana tsuro nembwa. Diri iri rinenge richanetsa iri. Amos Madzinga hanzi vana ava hapana wori. Kupandukirana kwavava kuita kwevakuru vehurumende hapana asiri kuita wori. Vese vari kuita wori. Plan Lewis Mtisi ari tindifonerei abva atipa namba dzake. Simeon Banda ari panapa. Egeas Muvindi atipa namba dzake. Hanzi call me please VOA. Priscilla Muyengwa atipa zvakare namba yake. Christopher Gumbo hanzi call me. Tukona vamwe vari kuona nesu. Boaz Jayagura hanzi I'm watching you from Gaborone. So Chris, some of our contributors here on VOA Shona are saying what people are seeing happening is, you know, like what our previous guest there was talking about, smokes and mirrors. He's saying it's just people that are now really trying to oust each other within ZANU-PF itself. He doesn't see anything coming out of it, mm-hmm. Some of the comments here.
Okay, let's find out from ZANU-PF. We have Mr. Believe Gaule. Welcome to the show, sir.
Welcome. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
My brother, Gibbs.
It's sorry, Chris. It's Chris Gandhi, brother, sir.
Chris Gandhi. Sorry, Gandhi.
Yes,
Gandhi.
Yes, Mr. Gaule, we are talking corruption, and like you heard, my co-host here, she read some letters from our listeners, and they are saying that it looks like the government or ZAK is playing a catch and release game here just to hoodwink the masses, especially the West, so that it seems as if something is happening, but in reality nothing is happening. What do you say?
I don't know what these people are talking about. If they're talking catch and release, that is they're talking about, I really don't know what they want. That we have been waiting for such a time to come whereby Zak must really do something about this corruption that we are all worried about in Zimbabwe. We are all in these problems that we find ourselves in because of the corruption that is we need to deal with corruption as it is, and the government is doing something about this corruption that you are talking about. And this is exactly what the government is doing, what ZAK is doing. ZAK is doing its work, but I hear some people are now they now start saying a lot of these other things that they are talking about. But I really I'm getting worried. What really do they want? Is ZAK is now doing its work, and ZAK has been given tips, and ZAK is now biting. And this is the time that you have been waiting for. And now all what you need to do is to support ZAK, to give ZAK the support that they deserve. This is exactly what you want as a government. Because for us to move forward as a country, we need to fight corruption. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that you can do. We cannot move forward if we fail to fight corruption. You know, because as you can see, we expect more. We are expecting more arrests. And really, this is exactly what we are looking for. But then for people to start criticizing and saying, this is catch and release, where is that catch and release coming from? Because look what happened to Mufumira. Mufumira, she's not been released, she's on bail. And the courts are handling the matter. And this is exactly that is doing its job. And the courts must also do their work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Kaole. But you are talking of Zach being given teeth. That's what I told one of our guests, the other guest we have here, Mr. Tandeko Zintimkandla, and he seems to believe that the teeth that Zach has are all molars. They don't bite. Mr. Mkandla, there is Mr. Kaole there.
Yes, thank you. I hear him. Hello, Kaole. My colleague. But anyway, what we are saying, perhaps Zach is doing the job, but in a short manner. Because if they do thorough investigations, we would really see results at the end of the day. And that these cases will go to the court and take long to be finalized. It means there's something wrong. Or alternatively, then we say the courts are not doing their job. But I believe that perhaps there may be signs, that's what I said, on the surface. But how deep do they go in giving flesh facts and figures of the accused corrupt members? We will see how it goes with this news. But I'm convinced that not much is going to come out of this, if history is anything to go by. And we cannot stop complaining because I've not seen the results. And well, if you're on bail, yes, what kind of a bail will get somebody out for such a long time until people almost forget about what was the crime that was committed? Zach, yes, they must be very thorough so that when these cases go to the court, there is no loophole that these corrupt people will escape through. I agree with Gaude. We must fight corruption, all of us, but we must have that willpower, strength in decision-making and in taking action to cut this cancer that is killing this country. Unfortunately, some of us, as of now, were not very much convinced that a lot, if anything, will come out of this. It may be speculation, it may be a perception, but that's what I hold as an individual.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Marvelous.
Tinimtere Rudoktanga. Hello, Mr. Moyo.
Makadiko tetenewa ni murio se Zimbabwe ya katila matuma na ose.
Ehe, tipeo funguwa zinyu?
Ya, naenda kende kuti zishua uori urumukatumi nyike Zimbabwe. Ndo wakanganisa nyika, zichiburukiza ni matumbi wanita nyika. Munu zwa kana nyika ya kashaiwa muna ni tarira, kana nyika ya kashaiwa mutariza. Kanaka, ilezu mwene mwa angita za anoda. Kuona uori wanye mu Zimbabwe, zinu konzeri wane utunga miri urukubata basa. Nukuti wa mwamu bacho, wa rukubata basa, doa mwema nuhuru ukuru. Saka mkatimi nike Zimbabwe, maa kwa madiro, totenga nipa boda. Na mshinda kumuhesa wa boda, lepa redi zimu saidi. Uulipi wano shisa, nukuti mwesha inji, mwesha dikilea, zinu dikilea zisiso kwa mwamu ya mwamu. Saka uuri uoho, andiwo niyo shukurumiza kupera nye kuti. Nevarimu government bacho, doa mwandu tuma izu zuri zitiki. Tuenda kwa mapulisa rima katime nzira. Mapulisa nito zisawati mfotu mwe ni maria kati. Ya mfotu mwe ni parodi. Vashimbata maria imosi kishindu kwa wakuru wa shena. Ya kwa zakafana ya zuzi ya kukangasa nyike Zimbabwe. Kuduhiza na kuti imano onuna watunga mili vashito uori. Asikana dae watunga mili pasha wangu wa sigaiti uori. Nyike inga desi na uori. Wanga kuna kuzama uti ya kusunga waka sana rungaro. Ne wangu waka sana waka sana kusunga wawo.
But thank you so much, Muri Top Fan yedubuvenezwa rakanaka.
Bye bye.
We're hearing there from one of our top fans here on VOA Shona. Mr. Richard Moyo. He's a pastor. He says that, you know, things have to start from the top, because he says people can get arrested and whatever, but if it's not dealt with at the top, this corruption is not going to end. And we're also waiting for one of our guests, Tawanda Jokora from MDC USA. So I'm hoping that he'll be coming to join us so he can battle it out with Mr. Gaule right here, Chris.
Yebo, marvelous. Kesi kangeleke abalaleli bethu ukuthi bathini. Silo Clemens Mzola Dube uthi good evening basakazi. Hayi, siyachona Mzola Dube khona ngapha sazi ukuthi ungapi. Lo Royal Linda Austin la uthi linjani basakazi. Hayi, siyaphila Royal Linda. Unomsa Nekevane uthi good evening sir. Good evening madam, linjani. URoyal hayi ngu Best Peer uthi ngalitshona njani basakazi. Ye, bagcwele sibili abalaleli bethu bayasikhulumisa, kodwa omunye obhale ongani ufuna ufaka umbono wakhe nguInondlovu uthi yena abaqale bebophe uObed Mpofu khona sizabona ukuthi bayasebenza, ngoba uMpofu sehuquluze umnotho wonke weMandebeleni North. Ye, asazi umbulo ufakazi yini Ndlovu, kodwa ye imbono wakho. Sesisizwa uSikhumbuzo Mlalazi uthi ibandla elibusayo kumele lizinuke amakhwapha, izwe lime ngonyawo olubi kangaka. Please, ZANU-PF leaders, why are you struggling so much to manage corruption in Zimbabwe? Is this what you wanted to be remembered about by the generations to come? Yiko elakukhiphela amakhiwa lokhu yini, to breed heartless thieves? It's now embarrassing, out of hand, this corruption. Ye, kutsho ke uSikhumbuzo Mlalazi. UNesisa Dube uthi lutshona njani. As long as kusala i-corruption elizweni lethu, ngeke kulunge lutho. UCharms Chabalala uthi go deeper moyo, babophe. Ye, siyakuzwa. Ye, siye kuwe baba Mkandla. Umzwile ke uGaule lapho ukuthi yena uthini ngodaba lolu. Ungasitshela manje ukuthi wena ngokubona kwakho i-corruption ye yona le ingamiswa lamhlanje. Kusasa singabona ilizwe livuka lisiba ngcono, intengo isehla, konke lokhu indubo ezikhona zingaba zingekho yini?
Ngiyabonga msakazi. Hayi, ngiyamuza uGaule. Uyabukhuluma umbono wakhe. Hayi, kasithi ukuthi intole njenge umkhuhlane phela ulula ukungena, kodwa kuthatha isikhathi ukuthi uze uphume. Kodwa eqinisweni, nxa lokhu abangutshontshayo kungabelethwa kube yinkalakatha yenqwaba, kuza kuncedisa impilo zabantu kakhulu. Ngobana kumele sibe khonoko abakuthola ngenkohlakalo, ingabe izindlu, ingabe yini, kubuyiselwe elizweni. Nxa kungokuthengiseka kuthengiswe, imali yakhona yebo ingazake iguqule izinto ngobusuku obubodwa, kodwa leyo madlana kumbe ngathi imali phela esikhuluma ngayo la, ingasiza entweni eziningi, ikakhulu uZulu ongelayo indlela yokuthi antshontshe njengalaba abantshontshayo. Angithi imali leyo yiyo engalungisa le migwaqo enye yakhona. Enye yakhona anti yiyo engathenga imithi ezibhedlela njengoba kungela mithi. Angithi enye yakhona yiyo engabhatala izikweletu zamagesi. Ngikhuluma ngenxa yokuthi enye imali okwakumele incedise ilizwe yantshontshwa yilabo ibona abantshontshayo. Labo abantshontshayo benkohlakalo, yebo bangaletha lokhu abakuntshontshayo, ilizwe lingaba ngcono kulalokhu eliko kona. Yebo, mhlambe ngobana ziningi phela izinto ezenza ukuthi izinto zibe mbi kangaka. Okunye nguhulumende ngemithetho ayifakayo lokwenza kwakho okunye kuthiyeneyo. Kodwa laba benkohlakalo esikhuluma ngabo, ngabalethe, ngabathathelwe into lezo, zifakwe emphakathini zincede uZulu, ngoba yayiyimali kumbe kwakuyizinto zokuthi zisetshenziswe ngumphakathi. Umphakathi ye ukhangelele ukuthi engxenye ngaba ngconywana. Lanxa bethenga amaphilisi evikeli lodwa, eminye imphefumuliza sila ngenxa yakhona lokhu. Kodwa-ke akumelanga bayekelwe nje. Angithi isilungu sithi you must not benefit from your crime. Akumelanga uthole inzuzo ngokuxhwala kwakho. Ye, izinto zingaba ngcinyana lanxa zingazake ziqede udubo lonke esilalo kodwa kungaba lobuzelo.
Hayi, kuyezwakala sesilomunye njalo umhlonitshwa Marvelous.
Tine mumwe munyarikani wedu vatawanda dzokora veMDC USA tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa.
Makadii tete Marvelous, makadii vatereri vese vakateerera.
Vadzokora nhasi tanzwa kuti vajora mugumbo vemuhofisi yemutungamiri wenyika vawanikwa vachisungwa ivo pane nyaya yeuori kana kuti vachimiswa pamberi pezaki. Munoona sei izvi imi seMDC?
Kutungana kwembudzi kuri kuitwa nana Munangagwa hapana zviripo zvavari kuita. Ana Jora Mugumba ava small fish. Kune mabig fishes atakamirira kuti kana vatanga kusunga ivavo toziva kuti vamunangagwa vari serious panyaya yekugadzirisa nyaya yecorruption. Mati ari kusunga vacho ndeve Zac veZimbabwe anti-corruption unit inosungamirirwa naLois Matanda Moyo, mukadzi wa SB Moyo. Saka ndopanototangira uori hwacho ipapo. Kana vaida kugadzirisa uori ngavatanga vabvisa iyeye mukadzi iyeye, nokuti haakodzere kunga aripo. Inonzi conflict of interest because SB Moyo imwe mbavha hombe iri muZimbabwe inotodawo kusungwa. Saka hatitarisire kuti taona mai Moyo vachisunga baba Moyo. Haritarisire kuti taona mai Moyo vachisunga ED Munangagwa kana kuti vachisunga ana Obed Mpofu vesavo vanhu vavo. Saka ngavatotanga kugadzirisa pana mai Matanda ipapo. Kana vabva ipapo vochisunga ivo ana Munangagwa, because Munangagwa imbavha zvakare hombe inotopfuura Obed Moyo, inopfuura SB Moyo. Saka kana tasvika ikoko tobva taziva kuti hurumende yedu yaane chungu yekugadzirisa nyaya dzecorruption.
Mobata makadaro
tarisai muone mai Mupfumira vanga vari mujeri, asi vaibuda vakapfeka makeup vakabatirwa bhegi nemapurisa vachinzi vari kubuda mujeri. Ana Job Skara veMDC vanenge vakatosungwa nedzemumakumbo nedzemumakumbo pasina kana nyaya yavakaita. Saka hatikuona kuti vamunangagwa vari serious nenyaya dzokugadzisa corruption muZimbabwe.
Regai titi vagaule mupindure vadzokora pane zvavari kutaura.
Ndapindure zvataura naMukandla ndozodzokera kwavadzokora.
Taurai.
Zvekutanga ndoda kutanga naMukandla. Uvavo Mukandla, onare Mukandla. Ya indoda lenyi ayishoripa kakhulu uZindi. Indoda engiyaziyo ukuthi isebenze njani njalo indoda enhlasi. Ngiyayithanda kakhulu indoda leyo. Ikhulume kuhle futhi ukunde Mukandla into ayiletha iliqiniso. Ngiyayisekelana nento ekhuluma naMukandla ukuthi iZac imele ibe le impumela ekhanyayo ukuthi marishi bayabopha into abantu bahanjwe bebotshwa baye le makoti ngale kuyotholakala amacala bahambe emajele. Ngokunjalo njalo ihulumende aphinde athole imali leyo abayihuquluzayo, imali yabantu ibuyiselwe endaweni yayo efanele lapho ingena khona. Ngokunjalo sithi thina akulanto singayenza njengelizwe siphumelele siye phambili xa singalusha ngecorruption. I-corruption yiyo inkalakatha. Singakhala nezinto zonke lezi ziyalandela, but kuqala inziki yakuqala emele siyenze i-cancer iyo emele siyelaphe elizweni lethu eliyi-corruption, ngoba sifike ezingeni elesabekayo eliphezulu. Ngokunjalo abantu ngababotshwe. Ihulumende yeChina iphambili ngokulwisa i-corruption. Ikhulumende kade sikhangelile kobo-Tanzania ngalo kuthi uma ngulufu bayithanda i-corruption. Njengalokhu iZac vumelana ukuthi iZac ikhulumende upresident Munangagwa banikile amazinyo kabalume njalo kabahambe yabantu balama expectations amakhulu kakhulu. Njalo bayakhangelela ukuthi iZac ekhokelwa kumama uMrs Moyo ingenza umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu ngendlela eqalise ngayo. Kodwa ke okunye kwakhona abantu bakhangelela ukuthi abantu bajahile ngoba abantu bayakhangela bayabona ukuthi kawu umsebenzi lo kawenziwe ukupheleliswe abantu bonke beyenzeni babotshwa bala macala lawo kutshontsha
impendo zonke imali lezo ziphenduke zibuye kuhulumende. Uhulumende anqebisele labantu phakathi kodubo olungako esikhayela nayo ukuze fike phambili njengesizwe. Singatshelani amanga, sitshelani iqiniso. Into yokuqala emele iyenziwe i-corruption emele ilwiswe. Njalo singadividiwa ngokuthi abantu siyibele politics, sifake ipolitics ekubotshweni kwabantu labo. Singafaki ipolitics wonke umuntu kumbe wezana uphiwe kumbe yini kumbe yiphi, but xa ulisela botshwa abantu berecove imali yakho. Yikho kumele kuqakathekile, kumele sikwenze konoko njengesizwe. Wajokora lokho kade ukhuluywa wojokora, ukhuluma ipolitics low. Lapha ngakhuluywa ezakha sikhuluma ngepolitics ukuthi hey, obani bani upresident unika izakhi amandla okubopha ukuthi noma ngubani wena nxa ulipolisi wakho umntwana nxa yethe wawona bopha. Akulalokho ukuthiwa ipolisi ingafaki ipolitics la sibihambeni sindawonye siyisizwe. Zwataura naba jokora ngathi ndiyithinda politics fanyaze zakhi ngathi tange titongorore kuti tione mbava dzichisungwa mbava ngadzisinda dzekunde kujere vanhu nga hurumende ngaiti one ngai recover mari yakabiwa nembava idzi kuti iite mabasa kuti ibetsere vanhu vari kutambura munyika inoyi nembava nemauti mari dzese dzokuti dzichengetedze vanhu dziite semushonga kuma clinic mbava dziri mahomo yembava dziri dzishomanana. Mbavha dzacho ngadzisungwe dzationgorore nokugurumidza zvati ngaite basa raendere mberi. Ngativatsigirei vaite basa ravo, tirege kupinza politics nyaya dzakadaro.
Yeah, but I'm Makadaro Vagaule. Chris, I think you have a caller.
Yes, I have a caller, but before I go to the caller, Mr. Mkandla, are you still with us, or if you are tied up for time, like you said, maybe we might have to release you now? Mr. Mkandla?
Hello?
I was saying if you are tied for time, like you said, maybe we might have to release you now.
No, let's go on.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. But meanwhile, Silom Laleli uVusi Mpofu, Jose Botswana. Siyakwamukela Vusi.
Yebo, salibonani baba.
Yebo, linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila baba.
Ye, ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Ye, hayi, nami ngikhala ngalo lona umhlupho lokuthi ekhaya kithi laphana sibulawa kakhulu yindaba ye-corruption baba. Ungathi akhangela lapha eBotswana lilizwe elingelazi into eziningi, kodwa ngenxa yokuthi i-corruption yakhona ikafani leyakithi kuba ngcono. Manje ngale kithi abantu bonke sebafunda ukuthi ungaba sekusebenzeleni abantu kumele ukuthi usebenzele esikhwameni sakho. Siyakhala kakhulu nge-corruption ukuthi mayilungisiswe izwe lakithi lizaba right baba.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Ye, siyazi iBotswana kayila corruption kakhulu, kodwa hayi, sibongile kakhulu.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Yeah. That's Vusi Mpofu from Botswana. You know, he's talking about Botswana having the, you know, one of the lowest rates of corruption. It's there though, but very low key. Unlike some of these other African countries.
Interesting there. Maybe let me just read a few comments. Pana Simeon Banda arikuti hanzi bavu jokora nese inini handisiwe MDC inini ndinomhanya na President Linda Masarira. Royal Linda Osinavati Simbarache Mbofana hanzi vajokora mataura semurume chaiye sando dzenyu. Baba Ruhove hanzi takatarisa chirongwa vachanyamarari muri kunyatso chityaira bo hanzi volume bo futi asi foni ndoya kuda kupera moto chirongwa chisati chapera. Aiwa munogona kudzoka zvemangwana muchiona nekuti chirongwa chinenge chiri pano pa Facebook page yedu. Masima Sariri hanzi Zek being used by Lacoste faction to fight G40 remnants ndokutoro kwari kuita. Lydia Mudila hanzi go Mr. Jokora. Lydia Mudila hanzi Gaule aiwa andisi kubvumirana nemi maini iko vari kuti you are right Mr. Gaule, it's politics. Asi ivo mutungamiri wenyika is also playing politics. Samion Bandans Mudara Gaule nasi vari kuti ngakutange kurwiswa corruption vaimboti zve ma sanctions hadi hanzi vakutaura. Okay, I think we have a caller, so let me go back to our callers and then I'll come back to read more comments here. Hello caller. Ehe, tukutaura nani uye zve muri kupi?
Iwa, ndiri Zimbabwe, ndiri Edmore.
Taura itinzwe mukoma Edmore, kwakamira sei kuZimbabwe?
Kuri kurwadza kuno.
Taura itinzwe pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yehori nekusungwa kwaitwa vagumba.
cancer yacho inofanira kutorapiwa kubva kumusoro ichidziva kuzasi kune chikwana vanhu vekupedzisira because ikasarapwa kumusoro ikoko hapana chinji yatinombokwanisa kuwana unozwa kunzi nhasi pane azombotorwa azombosiyiwa hapana kana chinhu chinonyatsobatika chekuti unatoona kuti pane governance kana kuti justice system ine musoro saka zvichangoramba zvakadaro if they don't walk the talk.
Saka imi dai maiwana mukana wokuti mambopuwa zuva rekunzi imimi ndimi makuti mugadzirise zvinhu nyaya iyoyi yeuri maiita sei chii chamaitanga kuita
ndinotongosunga vese vandotoziva ndori neevidence yekuti ava ndo vakaita zvavakaita panyaya dzavo they should just face the full wrath of the law.
Aiwa tinokutendai mukoma Edmore, muve nezuva rakanaka ikoko. Yes, so our caller there, Ed Moore, he's saying he's calling from Zimbabwe, but he's saying that actually the corruption starts at the top. So if the cancer is not uprooted from the top, then it's just smokes and mirrors, like what our guest said.
Yes, marvelous. Maybe we have to direct that question to Mr. Gawule. Mr. Gawule, people are even going to the extent of alleging that the president himself needs to be investigated, and many others who are not being investigated. What's your take?
You know what? You know, I think you know the constitution is very clear. The constitution of Zimbabwe is very clear on that matter. Even then, I see no reason why people should be wasting their time to say the president must be investigated, blah, blah, whatever. The constitution is very clear on that matter. It is the president who appointed the ZAC. It is the president who is doing all sorts of things. And it is the president who is fighting corruption. But then I'm getting worried about those people who are making a lot of noise to say the president must be investigated. For what good reason? For what good reason? Yeah, wherever. So to me, it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't even then. So I think that those are people with their only hidden agenda, that they would want to say a lot of bad things about our president. Let must leave the president alone, and the president is doing his work, and all what they need to do is to support the president in order for him to deliver.
Because, Mr. Gawule, we have heard reports of the so-called cartels, and some of the cartels are said to be close to the president. And also, we've heard that the sons of the president himself are also, you know, involved in shady deals, especially the issue of cartels. Can you address that one?
No, to me, ZAC is doing its work. If they have evidence, those people, they must approach ZAC. They must go to ZAC straight. And no one is above the law. As I'm saying right now, let those people with evidence go to ZAC, give ZAC whatever you are giving them, and if those people are not arrested, then start making a lot of noise. You can use any fora to make a lot of noise. To media, blah blah, with evidence that you make a lot of noise. If ZAC is not doing its work.
What about Mr. Dzokora? What's your take?
Kuna vadzokora rigaiva timbonzwa. Ndisati tatava kupai mukana vadzokora rigai timboverenga panapa. Mainiko vari kuti we cannot leave the president alone, Mr. Gawule. He was elected by the people, so he is accountable to the people. So there is a follower here, Mainiko, who's saying that, Mr. Gawule, you are suggesting that people leave the president alone, but the president is accountable to the people because they are allegedly elected him. So, Vajukora, Pindurei, Tinswe, Shangashu, Kutaurwa, Nava Gawule.
Yes, I'm glad that Mr. Gawule is agreeing with all Zimbabweans here that there is massive and rampant corruption in Zimbabwe, and that the people in Zimbabwe are suffering not because of sanctions, but because of this massive corruption. And everyone is in agreement, including international organizations, some that are based in Zimbabwe. Transparency International says we have over $5 million that we are losing of corruption in Zimbabwe, which totals to $1 billion a year. Imagine what we can do with that $1 billion. Command Agriculture on its own, that is headed, which is a brainchild of Emmerson Mnangagwa himself, the one that Mr. Gawule is saying should not be touched when it comes to corruption. He's the one who started Command Agriculture. But to date, that organization has lost $3 billion, which is unaccounted for. Imagine what we can do with $3 billion. In DRC, on the United Nations report on DRC, it's there. Anyone can Google it. They will see that Emmerson Mnangagwa himself, the one Mr. Gaule is trying to protect, is listed there, and is it said he's the key strategist in the struggling of, in the smuggling of diamonds from DRC via Harare International Airport. He is the man in charge of corruption in Zimbabwe. So if there is going to be any investigation, it has to start from him. It has to start from the top. Kadakwenda Ramberine DRC, Kwangwina Mnangagwa, we know that the people of Zimbabwe who read that report will know that when we went into DRC, Zimbabwe had been promised $6 billion by the DRC government in return for the armed forces that were operating there. And then DRC didn't have the money. And then they offered to give us diamonds and other resources. And they said it has to be $15 billion, the total sum for those resources. That $15 billion was supposed to come to the Zimbabwe Defense Forces Command. It never found its way to that company. It was diverted to Mnangagwa and SB Moyes company. Where is that $15? That $15 billion is not the $15 billion that Mugabe was talking about. It is the $15 billion that is in the United Nations report on DRC. Yakatorwa kuna Mnangagwa. So if there is going to be any corruption fighting in Zimbabwe, it has to start from the top. Kuna Mnangagwa iko.
Mhm, bate makadaro zvenyu. Tine muteereri tozodzoka kwamuri Mr. Gaule muchiresponda kuna vadzokora. Hello caller. Hello.
Hello.
Tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Muri kutaura na mukoma Hedges Muvindi vari Cape Town.
Taurai tinzwe.
Ya, ndoda hangu kutanga kupindura vaGaule vari kutaura zvekuti wakasarudwa anti-corruption yakasarudwa na mutungamiriri wenyika. Ipapo ndinopesana navo ipapo nekuti hazvigoni kuti vagonyatso kutongonora uori huri munyika nekuda kwekuti mukuru wacho ari kutarisa zveuori uyu hazvikwanisiki kuti akwanise kuzoenda kuno kuti aongorore uori huri kuitwa nana vamunangagwa nekuti mukatarira uori huripo hwese ivo munoona kuti vane vachivanda vachinyepa kuti masanctions asi izvozvi zvaakubuda pachena manje kuti vakuru muhofisi yavo imomo ndo vari kuita uori. It means naivo vanotozviziva ende musi unouno handi munoona vakabata vachiti vana mai mupomira vaita uori vachidi asi izvozvi varegedzwa inyaya kungoda kubraibha isu bedzi ruzhinji kwezimbabwe asi chokwadi chaicho ndechekuti hapana kwazvinosvika zvinhu izvo vari kungotamba nesu bedzi vachida kutibata kumeso asi tese tiri kuona kuti uku kunyeperwa hakuna kwazvinosvika uku.
Saka dai mamurimi mambopuwa chansi iyoyo yekuti gadzirisai zvinhu maiita sei panyaya iyo yeuori?
Aiwa hapa nyaya yeuori hapana zvinombonyanya kunetsa nekuti nauiripo ndekuti vanoita uori tinovaziva ende varipo ivo kutangira kumusoro kwateko kwazviiti kuti vagotanga kubata vanhu vari kuzasi zasi uku sekuri kuti kubvunza ivo vaibatwa vari kuti havana mai mupfumira vanokutaurirai kuti haiwa ini handina chandakabaini bvunzai ava vakaba zvakare zvakati vanozivana imomo asi kuti inyaya yekuti vakuda kuselektana kuda kurasana asi vese vanoziva uori hwavo hwavaita imomo vakuru vakatoba ndivo vana vamunangagwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda kola, tumuwe nezu, varakanaka regaiti mboenda kunava Gaule.
Marvelous, before we go to Mr. Gaule, let's give a brief chance to Mr. Mkandla, who's been holding on for some time. Mr. Mkandla, what's your analysis of the situation so far from what you are hearing our listeners saying and what the other guests, including Mr. Gaule, is saying and also Mr. Dzokora? What is your take now?
Well, generally, everyone agrees, virtually everyone agrees that corruption is a cancer in this country. And this corruption touches each and every individual at various levels, and it goes to all the offices across the land. That is what I'm getting, and I agree with that sentiment. We will not try to perhaps be euphemistic about it. Now, look, the most recent arrest, Jonah Mkumbo, is now has been a minister, or is a minister in the president's office. And we believe that the CIOs, the state intelligence, surely should have had this information on Jonah Mkumbo when he was still Minister of Transport. And for him to go on and be appointed a minister when he's carrying this package of corruption is very suspicious. I think people are right by getting emotionally angry about this corruption. Yes, the president, perhaps by a certain clause in the Constitution, while he's still in office, he may not be investigated or what. But surely people have every right to suspect that he surely should know something about this. And as people say, there are even bigger people who may have stolen more than Jonah Mkumbo, who are surrounding the current president. The president must not be seen to be doubted when there is a president in general. When there is an issue like corruption, everyone should be fair game to the law. So, really, I think I agree with almost everyone that corruption is there, and corruption is no office level. Corruption has no position. Corruption is there amongst the people. Worse still, those that are exposed to the state resources.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mkandla. Now we go to Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule, what is your response, especially those, I can't call them allegations, but sentiments from Mr. Dzokora?
Well, what I can say is that thank you very much. Let me say thank you very much to Mr. Mkandla. My brother Mkandla, Honorable Mkandla. Really, we must fight corruption as a nation. I agree with you, and I support that. And that's the way to go. Yes, we can talk of those other things, but the main issue is corruption. But Dzokora is, he's talking politics. He's lambasting my president like I don't know. And to me, it doesn't make any sense. Because the very man that is lambasting is the very man who has put in place structures to fight corruption. And we must support the man that is Dzokora is attacking. So to me, it's more of politics than anything else to that is being said by Dzokora.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Aiwa, regei tsimbonzwa zviri kutaura vari pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona. Hapana mukoma Morris Mhlanga ziya wena. Hanzi, please, tudo kupinda muchirongwa. Toita sei kuti zvati kuti tipei namba tifone. Mukatadza kupinda pachirongwa chanhasi. Tinenge tine hurukuro iyoyi mangwana zvakare pa Let's Talk ngatikurukurei tichiramba tichienderera mberi tichitarisa isu nyaya yehuori. Mofela Chiwashira, hanzi Marie Chrome iri kuenda kupiko, please. Hanzi ngazvi investigate we izvozvo. Mainiko ari kuti why is the president afraid of being investigated if he has nothing to hide? Ndo zvakari kutaurawo pana pa Chris.
Yes, Mr. Dzokora, you heard Mr. Gaule there. He says you are talking politics. What's your reaction?
Yeah, because we are talking politics here. This is politics. There's no way we cannot be talking politics when we're talking about corruption, when we're talking about people who are suffering in Zimbabwe, when we're talking about people, blood that is being collected in shopping bags in Parirenyakwa Hospital, when we're talking about empty hospitals. That's politics. There's no way we can not be talking about politics. And just to respond to him, he's saying the president is doing something about corruption. I'm shocked because if Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing something about corruption, shouldn't we be having one person serving a term? There's no one. There's no one who has served a term ever since Mnangagwa came in and declared that he is going to do zero tolerance to corruption. Apana atasungwa kana mumwe chete, amai mpumira vanga vasungwa vacho vakaburitswa, vakabata handbag yavo, vaine makeup, pasina kana zviripo. So we are not. We know for sure that whatever is happening now It's Mnangagwa just throwing a bone to the international community, a bone to the people of Zimbabwe, so that people will think that he's doing something when he's not doing anything. Mnangagwa is not serious about fighting corruption, period. And Mnangagwa cannot fight corruption because he's corrupt himself. He belongs to the old. He belongs to the dark world. He belongs to the murderous world. He belongs to the corrupt cruel world there in Zimbabwe. What we now need is a leader who belongs to the new world, a leader in the frame of Advocate Nelson Chamisa, a leader with fresh ideas, a leader with a fresh leg, a leader who is clean, who doesn't have blood. Mnangagwa has blood on his hands. His hands are black with corruption. So we cannot have someone from the old world coming to lead the new world. That's what Zimbabwe needs to realize. And that's what Mnangagwa himself needs to realize. What he just needs to do right now, if he loves Zimbabwe, is to just resign. He just must resign and go. And maybe the people of Zimbabwe will forgive you.
Please hold on. We'll come back to you and we'll also take Mr. Gaule to respond. We have a caller. Hello, caller. Makadi, and you caller.
Then they have
hello, caller, veku Mozambique, muripo irap. I think I can hear Mr. Gaule's line, but I'm not hearing the caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, hello, muripo palaini, hini luka bimo ku Mozambique.
It's our right, it's good caller.
Tangati pane nene na uye uori kuti chakakondesa uori wakatanga kuakuru wakaenda kunokanganisa nyika kuti nhasi nyika isike pairi nhasi vanoenda kwekuti kuvakundikana vachitora mari vachizvivachisa mhumwe dzavo havana kuyeuka kuti kunzeko kune vanhu saka nhasi uno vakutenda kunopomerana vachinengedzerana vachiti nhauri kukondesa kuti izvo zvisafambe zvakanaka Masankin, asi tinoziva kuti Masankin kubva vasimiti vachiripo vachitonga nyika Masankin akanga ari kuwasana aigara zvinhu zvakanaka muzimbabwe asi nekuda kwekuzoti iyo hurumende yedu yevanhu vatema yaiti vakaenda kunorwira hondo achiti vasunungura nyika asi hapana chavakaunza kune vanhu vasina nhasi uno vanhu varoramba vachingotambudzwa nekuda kwehuri huri inotanga kuvakuru vanotora mari dzenyika vachidya vachigowana pacha vachizvadza matumbu iyo ruzhinji rwevanhu ruchichema vanhu vakada kuti vaite kodzero dzavo vataure zvavanoda vanenge vachitumirwa vanhu vati vanoenda kunouraya masiyawo nevamwe vasori vechiuto vanoitera kumasure kwavanhu vachienda kunouraya kuti nhau dzavo dzese kana huri wavo zvavaita zvese zvichabude pachina kuti vanhu varambe vachitya hurumende iripo
aiwa mashoko makuku tu muve nezuva rakanaka kumozambique uku
ya ndinotenda mumhoresawo vamwe vateereri vestudio 7 vose ndinozinduka Bernard Bimo ndiri kuvandudzi kuchimoi
aiwa tinovamhoresa muve nezuva rakanaka kuchimoi Chris, maybe let's just give Mr. Gaule a chance to respond from what Mr. Jokora was saying. Mr. Gaule, come on.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Gaule. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yes, that's why I'm saying, Mr. Jokora, the only problem with Mr. Jokora, as I can see, is that he is dwelling much on this, on the politics of our land. That is, it seems to be out to defend his position in the position of his party. This is exactly what Jokora is doing. So I couldn't say much to oppose or do whatever Jokora is saying. But what I want to really say is that Jokora seems to be defending a position of his party, which is very good even then. Uh-huh. But what I don't like is the way he is attacking the president. And that is why I was saying the president is the one who has the responsibility to fight corruption on our land. Mm-hmm. And this is why I'm saying the president put up appointed Zach
Mr. Gaule,
to fight corruption.
Mr. Gaule, thank you so much. Yes. And unfortunately, we have run out of time. We only have just 30 seconds for Mr. Jokora to respond, and we call it a day.
The people of Zimbabwe are suffering. The people of Zimbabwe are living in dire straits right now. And Emmerson Mnangagwa has proved that he cannot resolve the problems that are bedeviling Zimbabwe right now, because he's part of the problem. And all he needs to do is to resign. If he doesn't resign, the people of Zimbabwe are going to make him resign.
Oh, thank you so much. That was Mr. Tawanda Dzokora of the MDC North America. You also heard from Mr. Tandeko Zintimkandla, an analyst who backs the MDC, of course. And we had Mr. Believe Gaule, the ZANU-PF Central Committee. My name is Chris Gande. Good night.